Congressman Steve Chabot's campaign has been under intense scrutiny since the Federal Elections Commission informed the campaign last month there was more than $120,000 in campaign funds unaccounted for. Joining me this morning to explain what it all means is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what has Steve Chabot had to say about this situation?
Absolutely nothing yet. I mean, he has not said a word about this, but his campaign's lawyer has put out two written statements in which he said that Chabot is the victim of a financial crime and is very upset about this and wants to get to the bottom of it. Didn't offer any information about how this might have happened or who might be responsible, but it did say that, you know, Chabot will cooperate with the authorities and is very, very much upset about it.
Now, he has until October 1st.
The FEC has said, you know, you can respond. You have until October 1st to put together some kind of response that will explain, if you can, what happened here.
Now, are there any clues to what might have happened?
I don't know. I think, and everybody is presumed innocent until they're proven guilty, but it's clear that they're focusing on Jamie Schwartz, who for the last 12 years has been a very close figure to Steve Chabot as campaign manager. He ran a campaign consulting firm called the Fountain Square Group, which had about, over the years, about $2 million of Chabot campaign money went through them to run, basically run Chabot's campaigns. But he's very close to Steve. And it's clear that they're focusing on him. He's disappeared.
Disappeared. Why are they focusing on him, do you think?
Well, I think because there are several reasons. One, number one, Fountain Square Group is gone. They locked their doors. It's empty.
Just out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere. On the day that this first came out. And they suddenly closed the doors of Fountain Square Group, which kind of left some other clients hanging who, you know, depend on them for helping their campaigns. Jamie Schwartz has not said anything. He can't be reached. And even his father said he doesn't know where he is. Now, his father was listed as the campaign treasurer, and he saw that, and number one, he hired a lawyer. Number two, he said, I have never been the treasurer of the Chabot for Congress campaign ever. But he's been listed as that since about 2011. And Mr. Schwartz Sr., who's James Schwartz Sr. and is known as Jim, has been listed as the campaign treasurer.
So how serious is all of this?
I think it's potentially very serious. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. And nobody can explain, up to this point, nobody can explain what happened to it. Somebody's got to be able to explain what happened to it, or there's going to be some pretty severe consequences, probably.
How do you think this is all going to affect Steve Chabot's reelection campaign in 2020?
It's hard to tell at this point. I mean, you don't know. We don't know what the end game is here, whether or not, you know, people are going to go to jail, people are going to be indicted, or people are going to be cleared, you know, of any wrongdoing. We just don't know. But either way, for Steve Chabot, it's probably not very good. I mean, Steve Chabot can say, I knew something about this, and, you know, it's going to be okay. That's not a very good answer, because people are going to say, well, why would you go along with something like that? If he says, I didn't know what was happening in my campaign, that's not a very good answer either, because people are going to look at him and say, isn't it your responsibility to know what's happening in your campaign? Your name is on the ballot.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.